Hey, you, come over here.
What is it, mysterious person in that shadowy alley?
Check out what I got under my trench coat.
Whoa, is that a subscription to Pork Fried Dice on Ko-fi?
Yeah, see? It says tinyurl.com/supportPFD.
Neato!
Hey, while you're here, you want to buy some crack?
You're listening to the show about playing Fetch while the world ends. It's Pork Fried Dice!
I'm Eric, and I'm the Dungeon Master.
I'm Abby, and I play Rafina.
I'm Alex, and I play Bathwack.
I'm KT, and I play Will.
I'm Adam, and I play Roscoe.
Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
This is chaos.
It's done.
Oh my god, he loves to torture me with that. I hate it.
Burp.
Guys, who hates Eric? Stop it! Eric doesn't have anything planned. That's why this is where we are right now. He's just like, what's happening? Can we just play a bunch of sound effects? Poor Mo. Mo needs something better
than just holding the rope the whole time.
Yeah. But he just has a knife. Like, and Shimi doesn't have anything. But anyway, Mo, that's what we're doing in what? This pugilistic society we're headed to. And I look at Bathwack. I look at Kick Bathwack. This pugilistic place we're going to. We're going to get you the best weapon.
I kind of want the shopkeep to die, but I don't want us to be the ones to kill him.
Yeah.
Can we say, like, maybe I can roll for, like, my boa constrictor, like, got away and is coming to attack the shopkeep.
Perfect.
Would that
like a luck roll? Just like I roll a d20.
Wait, how about this? Like sold. You have to roll me an animal handling check, and the more poorly you roll, yes, the more likely
the
that
more
is.
More likely.
Holy
it is
crap.
All right, let's see.
You know, my daughter and I both died from snake bites in Oregon Trail last night.
Oh,
so, like,
you can assist.
Now Rafina's going to die from snake bite?
No, you can assist then, Abby. Roll a d4, and we'll subtract that from whatever Roscoe gets.
11. Right. Of course, it's right in the middle.
Minus a d4. Roll a d4.
I'm trying.
If it's a 2, that's annoying, Abby. Don't roll a 2. A 1!
Roll minus 1. So it's
I can't
now
read
exactly
it.
In the middle.
Right in the middle.
No, but I'm lucky, right?
That's not the way d4s work.
That's not the way
I know how d4s work.
Abby knows everything about d4s, Adam. How
strap
dare
in.
You?
You thought we were off track before.
Strap in.
That is not the way D4s work. D4s works by midichlorians.
Oh my god.
He's a prequelist.
Prequelist?
Is that a real term?
I don't know.
That's a good one though.
I love that. That's a great
prequelist
term. Alright, so 10.
Yeah. The snake starts to slither. You didn't even realize you transformed it. You must have just been practicing it in your head or something like that. But the staff transforms into a snake and begins slithering away. Roscoe, you realize you're startled and go to catch after it, and you get it like halfway up its giant body. And rather than just say the word to turn it back into a staff, you kind of get it, and you're like halfway in, and then it slithers out of your arms, and it slithers away. And then you go after it again, and you kind of pick up half of it, and then it slithers away. And this all happens. Everybody's just like watching what's going on. There's like nothing.
It's happening in the background of these scenes.
No, it's slowly getting closer and closer. Yeah, it started like 10 minutes ago.
Everyone's watching.
Yeah, they're in the middle of this whole conversation, and you're not even in focus at first. And it's super long established shot of this conversation with this happening in the background. And then suddenly you move into focus and everybody sees you and is just taken aback. But the camera still stays and you move even closer and closer. And then you bump into the camera and the camera is shooting up at the sky. And you stumble over the camera. And then finally it cuts.
The snake eats the camera.
Yeah, it travels through its entire digestive system.
Yeah, we get to watch that.
And then it sits in there, and then the face of the shopkeep meets the camera as it's sitting in the gut of the snake, right? Whoa! That's how it would happen, right?
Oh, then you realize later, yeah, that he got eaten. Fucked up.
Like, he did the snake eat the shopkeep?
No.
No, you guys confused. Killed him, and that's his Eric's ghost confused. Floating through the intestine of the snake.
We just murdered him. This is great.
The perfect
Look,
crime.
I just want him dead.
Yeah.
Yeah, eventually you're able to scramble up, scrather up. How do you, what is it, gathering a snake? Scrather, I think, is the right
scrather.
Term. You scrather
Scrather?
Up.
Is that a word?
It sounds like it is, right?
No, it doesn't, but I think you're overestimating yourself.
That's like from that game, that Jackbox game, where you have to make up definitions and then make up the words.
Slather round.
We should do that.
No! Instead. One of the ones you like, Abby.
Scrather
round.
The original Balderdash.
Yeah, Scrather.
Before Jackbox, there was Balderdash.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Before Balderdash.
Wait,
Taboo.
There was Taboo. Before Taboo.
There was Scattergories.
Poo Sticks.
Poo Sticks?
Scattergories. Poo Sticks?
Poo Sticks.
Okay, what's happening right
Abby's
now?
Abby's old enough. She played with Poo Sticks
for a game.
She played
with Poo Sticks.
Does anybody Before else have taboo. Any ideas taboo, for how taboo. To cause...
Oh,
this guy's death. In
so
an
he definitely
way.
Didn't die because of the
wait,
snake.
Wait, you scrathered up the What's snake canon? Like right in front of the boat.
Yeah,
and the snake. Scrathered. All of you watching, you think the snake was just kind of randomly slithering. In Roscoe's mind, though, he was coming
Saving
for the shopkeep.
Him.
Yeah,
Roscoe was okay.
That's what a 10 yeah. gets you.
All right.
Well, this is D&D, guys. What else? How else can we fail in a way that results in this man's death?
Rafina refuses to participate in killing somebody just because
it's not Rafina. It's us. It's just you.
Oh, I see. But all we have to do is get Mo to let go of the rope and he goes away.
I don't think that enough for Roscoe.
I don't think it's going to be that easy. I think we're fucked.
Yeah.
We're stuck with him for life?
Yes.
I think this man is a legitimate threat, not in terms of the narrative, but just a threat to our sanity as players. Because look at what's happened. Look at what happened to this game.
Oh my goodness gracious.
Like ever since he showed up.
Get the fuck out of here.
And not...
I'm going to throw pies at him.
All this and it's been less than 10 sessions since a ferret slithered out of a man's gullet?
Do you have any maternity bras for sale, sir?
Alex is going to kill him. Look out! Go away, guy! Oh, no!
Do it, Alex. Do it. It's your turn, Alex. Come up with a plan.
Oh, anyway, are you going to let go of that rope there? Should I?
Will nods. Yes!
First nod, let's go the rope.
All
right. Oh, I was getting tired.
You were?
I know, I kid.
I kid.
It's triumph.
Yeah, he's triumph.
Well, it was nice to have met you all.
Sure.
Bye, thank you,
and
bye.
Here, have a final souvenir. And he tosses and something flashes in the air.
It's a bomb.
Yeah, this is bad.
Yeah.
It looks like a bowling ball with a candle stuck in it. He narrates as it flies through the air, apparently. And Rafina, you catch it. And it's a brass lighter. With a little, it's not even, no any words. It's just a little pictogram, but it's clearly his little traveling boat.
A lighter?
Like engraved.
Like a business card.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Like a lighter?
Yeah.
Fancy.
Worst businessman ever. He's giving away these bespoke lighters to everybody he meets as business cards.
Holy moly.
Okay, bye. Thank you. Hey, Roscoe, check for this. I don't know.
Is it a curse lighter?
A curse lighter.
Roscoe would do an arcana check. I know a great arcanic.
Arcanic.
He'll give you a good deal. His name is Roscoe. It's me, and I rolled a 23.
Ooh, nice.
23. Ooh. You think that it's definitely not cursed. It maybe has some sort of minor magical enchantment.
Hmm.
Roscoe can say.
Is this guy leaving?
I'm like, hurry to Trent.
And then I'm under on my way.
Breath, I'm like, this guy's gonna fail. Bye.
Well, that was so smart of you to bring up the fact that he had to go fast, because I had forgotten that it needs to be, it's probably being guaranteed by the ferret captain who's dead.
Yes.
And so that serves so many purposes. So if the vouchers don't end up working for him, then we have a reason why.
They should work. Who's going to know?
Yeah, let me see this. Let me see this lighter here. Let me see this, because I think it's not coiced. I think, let me light this lighter here to see what magical effect it may have.
Do you give him a lighter, Rafina?
Yes.
Okay. And you light it, Roscoe?
Yes.
Okay. He, with two or three clicks, the lighter lights, and instead of just the normal little orange flame, this bright white light sort of shoots out of it for a second, and then this white flame remains, like pure white. And then I need everybody to give me a dexterity saving throw.
Oh, no. Oh, Dust crap. Queen. Dust Queen. This was the signal.
It's a bright light.
It's the signal. Oh, we accidentally... No. I knew this was going to happen last session. I was like, there's going to be some kind of bright light, and I forgot all about it. Fuck!
Dex save. Plus, potentially plus a bonus from Kick if he considers you his ally.
Oh, sure. I rolled a 5. That's my bad roll.
What bonus is it, Alex?
I think it's plus 5.
Plus 5. Okay. Roscoe and Rafina keep their feet, and Will and Kick are thrown prone, as is Shimi. Mo keeps his feet as well. As the islet that you're on surges forth towards Ace's boat as it's sailing off towards Trent. He was kind of booking it a little bit. And
I'm getting what I wanted.
You're thrown.
Oh God!
Some of you are thrown
no
to the ground.
Oh, jeez.
I don't know. Can you?
Well, I don't know. Do we have to roll?
Well, you just rolled a deck save. You could say something as this is happening. You don't
but
have to
I,
roll
my,
to say
my deck save.
Do we all know about Bathwax?
Oh yeah, I guess we might not. I don't know. Oh. When did he?
Was it private?
I don't know. I mean, the Dust Queens.
She all, you
so,
always hear
every
her.
Time she talks, we hear her because she was asking for a signal. But I don't know if we would have. I don't know if I was close to Bathwack when he replied. I don't
or cared.
Well, no, I definitely would have cared because we were talking about destroying ships. Mm-hmm. So yeah. I mean, I don't know if I would care so much to scream right away, but if she's lurching forward. All right,
well, it's not worth dwelling on. It wouldn't matter because she's what?
She's going to kill this guy.
Oh, I thought you were laughing in a weird laughy voice.
I was, but nervous. Okay. Nervous laughy.
I thought it was the thing you do something where you laugh at a joke that is clearly not funny. I do like one of those laughs.
No, just a worried laugh.
I couldn't hear you through my headphones, I think. Anyway, the islet rushes towards the boat. The eye stays closed, and it kind of skids under the boat slightly, and then shoots up into the air about 20 feet. So you're all kind of thrown into the air now as the boat flies up into the air. The islet slowly, you thump back down, and the islet slowly returns back to the surface of the water as the boat crashes down into the water and pretty much shatters.
Oh. Oh, God. Is the guy dead?
Probably.
Really?
You would assume so.
All right. Well, I do. I feel kind of bad though.
I feel really bad.
Oh, I was the one rooting for his death.
Will gets up and flies over that area, just kind of surveying. Like the whole boat exploded.
Not exploded,
like
but
just
was
it was 20 feet.
Well, you
how
the
big was
islet shot 20 feet Oh, and stopped.
And so it, how far it in flung the it. In the it got flung like, yeah. really far.
Mm-hmm.
How far?
Far enough for the effect that I described would have occurred.
Wow.
You can give me a investigation or perception. While you do that, Mo says, "Everyone okay?"
I'm still on my feet. That's my good core muscles. She mimics being on a surfboard. But wait a second, what's going on with the boat? Is it squished?
Yeah, it fly way up high in the sky and then swoosh down on water.
I guess that guy's probably not okay.
Ooh, Rafina, you are something that I never expect, have to say.
What do you mean?
I felt like Rafina would be more upset by something like that, but...
Well, I feel like it was an act of the gods, and yet, I don't know. I feel like it was meant to be.
Yeah, he wasn't going to be successful anyway. Plus, those vouchers probably weren't worth anything. So, good job, guys. We got some loot. Hey! I hold up the pies.
Hey!
Yeah.
Hey, Sashimi. Oh my God.
You think about it. We're now just like... It was his own lighter that caused his demise. He was hoisted by his own boudoir.
I guess that was the signal, huh?
God.
Yeah, I guess I don't know how to play. I remember that being like a private interaction before.
Saying it was not private.
Yeah,
but
it was not like in anymore. His head or anything like that. I'm pretty sure I was at least near there. Like anything the Dust Queen has said is out loud because every time I've had an interaction with her, everyone can hear at least her side. So I'm pretty sure. Bathwack and I were talking. You might not, Roscoe might not have been there, but I'm pretty sure I knew it. But yeah, again, I don't know. I mean, I think that if the Dust Queen moved so quickly, I don't know if Will would have even realized what was happening. Cause it's just a lighter, but like, was it a huge light? Like,
it's just like a really bright flash.
Wow. That must be like, that's a crazy lighter. Like, I feel like that's a insane, it's a flare. I mean, it's not a lighter, it's a flare. So if our DM is really going to say that lighter makes the Dust Queen attack, then I don't know if Will would have expected that to happen in the first place. Like, we get knocked off our feet, the thing is launched, then we see it shatter. I think that's maybe Will is just feeling like, oh, this is why I'm trying to be polite to the Dust Queen, because holy shit, that was scary.
Do we see a body?
Yeah.
Did you roll an investigation or perception?
And are all the goods shattered?
Let's at least grab that club.
Exactly. Perception.
And get those vouchers back if we can.
18 investigation.
You see a body bobbing in the water.
Rafina, can Rafina find one of the vouchers in the water?
Give me.
Can she reach any of them?
Not from on. You would have to go over there. You're not the eye is not close enough for you to physically reach the detritus yet.
Okay. So we see the body.
Well, Will saw the body from up. He flew over.
Oh, he flew. That's right. I'm so sorry. Yeah. Hey, Will.
Yeah, I'll come back. What?
Can you please find a voucher? I want to write on one to forward the body to a Trent funeral parlor, and they can use the voucher to pay for his funeral.
He's floating in the water over there, Rafina. I don't think Trent's going to give a shit.
But how else is he going to get a burial?
Rafina, am I growing a heart? What the fuck? That guy just got obliterated by this thing. I look down below our feet. Okay.
I am very interested in yeah, Will, yeah, are you growing a heart? You seemed very annoyed by
him. Yes, he was before. Not going to be successful in life, but I do feel weird that I just actually right. negotiated to, huh?
You were right. I'm he right, was right. not very successful in life.
He really did not end not. Up being successful. You called it.
Yeah, Mo. I don't want to be like that, Mo.
Didn't you try to blast him with Eldritch Blast?
I specifically didn't hit him. What's wrong with me? Guys,
I thought you was just lying about
that. I was
that.
Just trying to help him go start a business, and this guy didn't know what the hell was going on, and I talked to him for a while, and now I care a little bit that he's dead. Guys!
But we haven't done the medicine. Like, okay, I'm gonna swim over there, and I'm going to see if we can save him still.
Oh, I thought you were going to do a medicine check on Will to see what was wrong with him.
Do you want me to just fly over there and drag him back and see? He might just be pulp, you know? I don't think a medicine check's going to
do it. I'm going to swim.
Okay.
Because I'm going to grow a heart, too. Look at us. We're the heart crew. Roscoe's going to swim over.
Look at us. We're the heart crew.
Will is like... Roscoe swims over.
Okay.
And does a medicine check on this body.
Okay. Roscoe's a good swimmer.
Yeah. He's got a bathing suit and everything. He didn't put on mustard to go for this swim.
He didn't put on mustard.
A 7. You do believe that he is dead.
Yeah, he's dead. All right. I don't feel like swimming back. Will you come? Come pick me up.
What? Bathwax, a kick. Go
Bat
pick him
time
up.
Time for kick, for sure, this time.
Go pick that guy up. There's a guy over there. We kind of know him.
What?
Oh, you pretend fuck. You're wearing the boots. I know it.
You want me to swim out there?
Roscoe, just swim.
I want you to fly over there.
Okay. He starts swimming.
He just swims.
Roscoe starts swimming. He'll bring the body back with him.
Aww.
All right. Kick meets you halfway.
Yeah, Kick. Take this body back. See if Rafina can do anything. I think he's dead, but I don't know. Rafina's a better healer than me.
Is he dead?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Yeah, looks dead to me. All right, I'll swim. Swimming back. I'm still swimming.
Yep.
It's kind of a long swim. I'm still swimming.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's kind of heavy, but I'm super buff. But I'm mm-hmm. but I'm in disguise.
What is Bathwack thinking of while he's swimming?
Mm. Revising the signal.
Oh my god. Oh, my God.
So good.
Oh, right my God. There.
Oh, so good.
All right, so you get the body back to the islet, finally, and you all hear,
what's wrong?
Oh. That makes me feel actually bad. This poor Dusk Queen.
Nothing. You looked for the signal and you saw it.
Yes.
You're very powerful.
Ugh, this is of mice and men.
Are you happy, King?
Oh,
jeez. Oh,
my God.
I'm happy to know how strong you are.
Good. On what to the peninsula?
Yes, onward.
Well, did you break her mouth?
I guess so. Rafina's been throwing things down there.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, yeah. I forgot.
The central supporting tent pole in Will's tent is lodged down there. That's the problem. Is the piano in there, Rafina? Be honest.
I'll drag this body up onto the island.
Okay.
Why do we have to have
Does Rafina care?
You have to ask me about it.
Well, hey, Rafina, I just brought you a dead body.
Have you been playing this for how long? You don't know what kind of cleric Abby is. She must be at least asked, if not pleaded, to deliver her medical services.
I found this thing. What do you think we should do with it?
Well, you guys, I don't have enough. I don't have all the resources I need to bring back to life.
Wait.
More than one person.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, plus his boat's gone, so now then he'd be just on here with us.
No, thank you. Also, he was going to be wildly unsuccessful in his life, whether he lived or died.
And
in
he
this
was! Okay.
But
this is our Walter White moment where we could have done a second medicine check on this guy. But you know what? Let's think about it. Never mind.
Oh my god. Somebody I didn't realize there were not two medicine checks. I'm not going to do it though.
Because yours didn't work out well.
I don't wanna like metagame it too much, but no, Roscoe's no doctor.
Well, that's kind of what I was asking when I was out in the water.
Yeah, but you were swimming. You can actually give me a medicine check now.
All right. I'm so good at medicine.
Medicine. Turning ships into the sea when they are occupied by a slightly annoying guy.
Wow, but that's just the price he paid.
He paid it with a voucher, hey. Or maybe 21 of them.
Oh, wow. Or there might have been 22 of them.
Are you writing my recap for me?
Yeah. Thank you. Do you get it?
No.
Mr. Brightside.
It's another killer song.
Oh,
I didn't get it either.
Oh, man.
Oh, I did.
But he didn't say anything. Right. Oh, fuck. He did. Sorry, he rolled.
Yeah,
I didn't recognize it because it was another single-digit number.
Yeah, I've just been waiting for you. This
evil
it didn't register in my brain because it was another single-digit number. Yeah, he's dead.
Oh my god. I do feel kind of bad about this. What are we, guys? Are we just a bunch of killers?
Wait, this was accident.
Yeah, it was.
I don't kill him.
Believe us. They're going to call us the killers.
I thought we were Shimmy and the Shim Shams.
Now we're Shimmy and the killers.
All right, I can deal with that. Guys, we kill lots of people.
Mm-hmm.
This guy we not kill.
That's true.
Both feel bad about every death he caused. This, no.
Wait, you do?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's fascinating.
No, you feel bad?
Yeah, isn't that psychopath?
Ooh, that hurt Will.
That's so good.
But you so enthusiastically bring about those deaths usually.
Well, I mean, sometimes things have to die, but that does not mean no one not feel bad about them. Do you mean you, like, when you, like, you know that one time that, like, we kill and eat a deer?
That's a deer.
You not feel bad?
No.
Wait, like, when we get fish and we cook the fish and eat the fish, you not, that not upset any of you?
Uh-oh, I read the room. Is Mo going to be upset if we, is he getting upset?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
This is great.
Well, Bathwack's a vegetarian, and...
Yeah, but he's still are we calling him that now?
Kick.
Okay, Kick, you not feel bad when you kill someone?
Well, Sure. I mean, unless they're really bad.
Hmm. Interesting. And Rafina, you thought you feel bad about killing person in street, and then you forget.
Uh-oh.
I forgot?
See?
Do you mean the person that I was absolved for too prematurely?
Yeah.
I didn't forget.
You feel bad?
Yes.
Oh. Okay. I did not know.
But Mo, I'm really fascinated by this because I want to know how you balance. Like, do you have a way? Do you have a ritual you do or something you say to help you process when you have to kill something and then feel bad about it?
No, you just feel the bad.
No, but yes. But is that all you do? Like, do you have a system?
What?
How do you know that you feel it enough or that you aren't that you're not feeling it enough?
I don't. No, you just feel it. Whatever you feel, you feel.
For how long?
I don't know. Why? What? What is this about long? And no, you
I want to turn this into some sort of healing.
Oh, for you.
Well, maybe for me, but for other people too.
It's just you feel the way you feel about it. It's not all the same.
I know. I'm gathering data.
I'm sorry. I just confused. Maybe it's like something like we don't have the right word for? Roscoe, you feel bad when you kill things, people, animals, plants?
I'm kind of a wild card.
Okay. So, like, does that mean sometimes yes, sometimes no? Or does that mean, like, sometimes you think of a banana?
Sometimes I feel good about bananas. And sometimes I feel bad about killing.
Do you ever feel good about killing?
Well, I guess not, to be honest. But if I'm also going to be completely honest, I think the bad feeling has kind of gotten weaker and weaker over the years.
Why?
That's a good question, Mo. Because right now I'm looking down at this Aces guy. And
you feel bad.
I don't know.
I'm confused. Like, if you... Yeah. It gets weaker, weaker, but then I not hear you ever say... Well, maybe I have. It's been a long couple of days, but I can't remember you talking about someone dying like this. And a lot of death are more direct from your hand.
Yeah. Mo, what can I say? This probably should not have happened, but I also navigate this world with a distinct sense that most things that happen probably don't need to. So, I don't know. It can be hard to muster up sympathy. Did I say mustard?
You have a really big gob of mustard, right? Right.
What?
Mustard, right?
Where?
Right there.
Yes, you did.
I meant mustard.
Oh. Okay. Well, I think you... I don't know what I think. And Mo walks away.
Mo.
Yeah.
Well, that was weird.
I feel like a jerk.
Why?
Because Mo has better standards than any of us.
Well, I don't know.
I don't know about that.
Did he say plant at some point?
Yeah,
does he like feel bad about like stepping on grass?
Yeah, eating a tomato sandwich. Like, get over it, Mo.
That's a little. Eh. But Kick, do you feel bad about? Is that my? Do you? What's my voice? Do you feel bad? Bad. Do you feel bad about killing plants? As close as I got right now, apparently.
But who's he talking to?
Kick.
Who? Where's that voice coming from? No, I eat plants.
Yeah,
I can relate to him about that. I mean, you know, I don't like when weapons take down the natural world, like in a general kind of sense. And honestly, I don't know. I tried saving this guy from my snake. I tried very valiantly for an extended sequence there to try to keep this guy from being killed by my snake. You know?
Yep.
So I will say that Mo. Okay, he's walking. I'll tell him that later. Just remind him of that later. It's tough trying to roleplay Roscoe when it was really me as a player that was so cavalier about this character.
Right.
And Roscoe's like feeling like, yeah, I don't know why. I don't think I was cavalier, but something in me was.
I think part of the weirdness here is that as a group, we were all there to witness it. And now I'll have to process this one guy's death versus... Most of the time, we just individually kill people, and if that happens in a battle, then it happens in a battle.
And it really was like a freak accident, you know? Like, it was completely, it was weird and fucked up.
It's like we're all seeing each other naked right now. Like, how are we reacting to this? And are we all not comfortable with our reactions? That's kind of how I feel right now. I don't know if anyone's looking at me, but stop looking.
Sorry,
I've seen a lot of Mo naked, but he hasn't seen a lot of us naked.
That is true, Rafina.
Maybe that's saying something.
Who are you?
She, me.
Oh, you mean like, is Mo going to kill us now? I'm a little worried. That was what I, in that moment, I got a little nervous. Mo's
not
going to
kill us. At least he won't without feeling bad about it.
Ah, that's true, but it doesn't mean he's going to stop because he doesn't give a shit in the heat of the moment.
Well, maybe his moral or whatever it is that he feels bad about killing everything else except us.
Yeah, Shimi, I'm sure that's what it is.
Probably.
Shimi, you've claimed to be a hedonist. Why don't you go around killing everybody? You just don't want to.
Oh, I mean, it wouldn't be very advantageous, would it?
Okay. All right. Well, we'll have to talk about that some other time. I've been meaning to talk to you about that. Anyway. All right. Well, should we just kick this guy into the ocean? Because this is not a desert island where we can bury something. He's just a guy.
Well, let's make sure we get all of his, like, money faced. I mean, you know what they say. Mo money, Mo problems.
Mo isn't here.
Why would you say that?
Mo dove off the island 5 minutes ago. he doesn't want to play with us anymore. Sure. I think you're severely lacking in gold, right? Why don't you raid that wet dead guy's pockets? There's probably some seaweed in there for you.
Oh, you're being sarcastic.
Yeah.
I get it. We could just kick him into the water. Kick.
You don't have to kick him.
Your name is Kick, so maybe you do it.
When we turn around, are Reed Thorin and Gnar just staring at us horrified?
I'll pick him up and start taking him over to the water. I am. Nobody's going to resurrect him, right? He's just dead.
I don't know. Are they?
None of us tried CPR.
Let me make out with him, see if I can revive him. Because that's my kissy power now. Nope, he's dead!
Wait, what? Yeah, what is your kissy power?
Shut up!
Wait, what? Do I know about your kissy power?
Nobody does. He doesn't really say that out loud. I just think it's very funny. Like, how do I check with my power?
I got a killer idea for a new signal.
Will makes out with the giant
exact-sized
mouth.
Exactly.
What?
Exactly. That's exactly. That's...
No! Ew.
It would be unmistakable.
Ew.
My whole head could fit in there. I don't like it. It's like a guillotine. Don't you think? Because she has teeth. And
yeah,
she,
what if
the
what
size
if,
of a head?
What if that was the signal? What would that lighter have been like?
Cut my head off? Is that the signal? Eat my head. That's the signal. I'll stuff my head down your mouth. Ooh. That's the signal. Oh, okay. Stop it. Roscoe can do that. All right.
Let's okay. go. All right. So you all have these philosophical discussions about grief and loss mm-hmm. and death.
Oh, wait. Are you wrapping up? I have one more thing I wanted to do.
Okay. So this narration starts Ooh. Up and then fades off as we zoom in to Kick kneeling yeah. down directly in front of the mouth, or no?
He whispers into the mouth, "Hello." That's not
no,
how
no,
mouths
I don't
work.
I don't care.
That would be my instinct, though.
Hey, don't
if I
tell
wanted to
anyone.
Try to whisper to the Dust Queen,
say it right here. Get out
Dust
of here.
Queen, can you whistle?
Disgusting.
Can you whistle?
I want to hear you whistle.
Is this for real?
No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, okay. It's no. not for real.
It's not real.
Yeah.
Could be tonight.
No. We need to change the signal.
Mm. Oh.
Let's say.
That would seem to work well.
I agree, but it's easy to mix up with other bright lights. So let's do this. The light will blink. It'll blink two long blinks, three short blinks, and then the light will just stay on. When you see that,
okay.
destroy everything.
Two long, three short, then constant.
Yes. And then everything around us, all the ships, can go.
Yes, Lord.
Whoa. Whoa. What? Lord? Get out of here, Dust Queen! Who are you calling Lord? I don't even know what. I didn't hear Bathwack's side of the conversation.
She's probably talking to you, Will.
I look over there and see you whispering into her mouth.
I'm not whispering into her mouth.
You swam.
Gross, Bathwack!
He swam down to the underwater drive-in movie theater. Everyone knows that's the ear.
Yay! Oh my god!
Not the helipad.
Amazing.
No, clearly.
Oh,
not.
You guys, we can totally breathe underwater. We should go watch a movie.
Yeah, we could. That's right. Yeah, let's do it.
Yay!
So that's how we spend the rest of the trip.
Right. Meanwhile, I'll give the shopkeeper a burial at sea then. If Rafina's not going to resurrect him.
Why do you keep putting it on me?
You have the diamond.
I'm not resurrecting this shopkeeper.
Every single person who dies, we bring them to you and you decide whether they live or
Bathwack, I love this though. Okay, can I say this is something that I specifically, it sucks because it's now, I know it's late. Maybe we can keep this for the next time, but like I have wondered, there have been many times that it does seem, like the last time it happened was in Trent when Bathwack was like, we got to fix this. And Rafina was like, yeah, I know. And then like everything, you know, weeks went by in between and we didn't really address it until later. But like if Bathwack thinks that every life should be saved, I think that's an important thing for your character to say or for you to say. Like maybe even if you just say right now, like if it's that important to him, like that's an interesting thing because I think this moment was really interesting. Again, I think Rafina is different than what Will originally thought Rafina is. And
I think all Bathwack will say is that, you know, you can use the diamond.
Aww.
You can use it.
I'm still afraid I'm going to need to resurrect you.
Mm-hmm. Nah, I'm not going to die.
Mm-hmm. This is a special diamond.
Besides, the Dust Queen is going to destroy everything. We're invincible as long as we're here.
Hmm. Maybe you're right. Maybe I'm being stingy with this diamond.
We can always get another one.
Hmm.
It's just a diamond.
Is the guy bobbing away already?
Oh my god, can I hear any of that too? Like,
I don't know.
What is
I'm right. I'm
this?
Right down at the edge of the
I don't think
water.
He would have chucked him in before this conversation.
I'll be like, oh, one, two, three, splash. Hey, Rafina.
I don't think it sounded like we were just not really caring about this death, so I guess I don't even hear this. I am somewhere else, probably. I'm just, Bathwack's gonna throw the gross dead body in the water.
You have to be far away. It's whatever. You're probably not all venturing out onto the sclera much.
Sclera, but there's a rim around the sclera, so.
Yeah, there is a scleral rim.
I just like that. I also like the image of Rafina just kind of, or Bathwack, or I guess it's Rafina approaching Bathwack if Bathwack was about to.
Well, no, he said
I'm saying if he was about
to. You could use the diamond.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, if Bathwack was standing at the edge of the water and having this difficult kind of situation in his head, then Rafina could.
I'm going to also add, Rafina, as long as you're alive, we're all fine.
That's the nicest thing you've ever said to me. Right?
We can always get another diamond.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
I think you're right.
Oh, no!
And she throws the diamond into the ocean.
Titanic! Like, it'll be there when we need it.
Titanic!
Amazing. Holy
oh,
Lord.
My God. She's an old lady.
Oh, my God. Jeez. Yep.
I'm sorry. That didn't happen. But what does happen?
Rafina is pensive. That's what happens.
Kick is just going to sit down and drag his feet in the water. I'm going to wait and see if you resurrect this guy. If not, I'm chucking him in the water.
You guys, the rest of you can see them by this body, just sitting by the edge, just... So you know, maybe it would look a little weird.
I think they're just being sappy. Sappy sacks of shit. Okay. Good job, guys. Have a funeral for this idiot. If only he was nice and went over and talked, he'd be like, no! We need that diamond. Rafina's right. Be stingy!
Kick, do you really want me to resurrect this guy?
I mean, he was kind of annoying, but he didn't deserve to die.
No, and I mean, we were very involved in his death in indirect ways, but also we weren't.
Well, it was an accident.
It was an accident. All right. I'm gonna say a prayer and figure out what I need to do. That's all I need to do. So you stay here. Just wait. And Rafina walks about 10 paces away.
You hear loud splashing noises.
Yeah.
And, you hear silence. And you hear. And then she rolls a D100.
Ooh.
Guys, by the way, that singing is from Abby's real religion. I don't think that's not on the wiki, but it's true. That so if you laugh at that, you're bad person.
Fortunately for you, her real religion has no hell, so
yeah,
there's not much she can do about
right.
It.
She can just be like,
however,
hey.
She won't bring you back from the dead.
Yeah, that's dang sure.
All right, so with this D100, Eric, what should it be?
What should what be? I'm not sure what you're doing.
She's
with
making
it yet.
A decision.
Okay.
She's
deciding whether to resurrect or not.
She's making a decision.
Okay, well, how much... Before this conversation happened, how much did Rafina want to resurrect this guy? Like, what percentage of... We're doing, like, wavelength right now.
Rafina's mindset was definitely one of not feeling very entangled with this person's fate. And not... And worry... She's still, like, in... What's it called when you're, like, really in high alert around the situation, because we've talked so much around Bathwack pretending to be dead and mm-hmm. might actually be dead. And mm-hmm. do we, you know, raise him from the dead? What if it doesn't work very well? And it's an ordeal to raise someone from the dead. It's an ordeal for the person. And, like, she's still really activated by all this mm-hmm. and feels the responsibility very heavily. So
where's the red arrows? It's like slammed to the left in that instance, or is it like kind of,
and what is the left? Doesn't
like,
want to.
Yes. Like far right is must revive or whatever.
Well, certainly not must, and it's certainly not like not. I hate this person and this person should not be on the earth. The problem is that it falls onto her as like making a decision about whether or not he lives or dies.
Mm. You're praying for guidance right now?
Yeah.
I mean, like divine intervention works with a D100. And if the cast, and if the person rolls a number equal to or lower than their cleric level, then the deity intervenes.
Wow.
So this isn't quite divine intervention. You're not casting divine intervention, but like it's a similar mechanic.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking for, is a mechanic to help me.
Mm-hmm. And what's your cleric level?
It is.
I feel like Roscoe's snake staff should like get out, and you'll mistake the snake visiting, like crawling across your lap as a sign. Mm-hmm.
And then the snake will eat the diamond.
Oh, hello, King Worm.
And it will eat the guy, and we'll be like, well, that solves that.
So I'm cleric level 12.
Yeah. I mean, I know. That's
helpful.
Idea.
I appreciate that. But we don't know how they'll intervene.
Well, but again, that's just a mechanic. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah.
We could say that you roll a D100, and on this, within this range, mm-hmm. you're like.
Well, the 12, I think, is how about that? 12 is a good range. And I'm just going to say that, like.
12 or lower?
Well, yeah, but I'm going to put a custom range, like, to match. I don't know why I'm doing this. Doesn't matter. To like match where you are on the spectrum of whether you want to, you feel like you must or must not resuscitate, where that scale is 1 to 100. So like, are you like 50-50 right now, Rafina? Are you leaning more towards doing it or not?
Or she's feeling more open to the idea of being influenced by Bathwack's preference.
Okay.
And since Bathwack is not that pushy about mm-hmm. it, she's gonna go ask for divine intervention.
Okay. So, I'm going to say, like, if you roll within 6 either way of 60.
60?
Yeah. So, anywhere from 54 to 66.
All right. I like it. Here we go.
Well, holy shit. That's so close.
What the fuck?
Holy crap. 67.
67.
All right. What the hell?
So that's
weird.
Okay.
Come
Something's
on.
Gotta be interesting.
Your ululations carry across the bay. Everybody is quieted and has turned toward Rafina. Go on.
I notice a swastika tattoo on his arm. No, I'm kidding.
Yep.
Oh
my god.
Oh my god.
Did we say what
DNR
Abby rolled? We did, right?
By in the water.
I said this is a DNR.
The guy in Trent, it was like retroactive like terminal illness. Like he must have had this. Yeah. This is retroactive Nazism. Yeah. He was probably a supremacist.
Oh my god.
That's great.
Oh jeez.
67 so on weird. A range of 50.
That was
Come
such
on.
A small range. That's so weird. What does that mean? I hope you got something good. Take a second. I'm squeezing that thigh.
Yeah. Now you're slapping it.
I'm slapping it.
That's not his thigh.
It's my snake.
That's my other thigh.
It's his other That's not his thigh. It's his other Oh my god.
Your ululations have carried across the bay. And everybody is sort of turned and focused on you. Are you, do you like, is Rafina there, like eyes closed, wide open, like looking up, looking down? Like, what's your posture?
Well, she's doing a little bit of a slow spin with unfocused eyes to sort of take in all the signals that could be offered to her.
Ooh.
Got it.
I love that.
Okay.
She trips and falls.
She gets dizzy. Whoa. I'm used to spinning much faster than that.
Yeah, and you spin around slowly. No visions appear, and you come to a slow stop and are just staring out over the bay. The intentionality of all of this makes you all think that Rafina's looking at something. So you kind of turn and look where she was looking, maybe like something across on the shore or something. And the listener can see, but none of you can see, that right behind Rafina, pouring out of seemingly nothing, is this silent, shimmering rose red waterfall pouring down behind her.
Wait, does she see it?
No, it's behind you. Nobody sees it.
Wait, we don't see it? I thought we were looking at it.
You're looking, all, we're looking where she's looking.
She's looking.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
The top of the waterfall sort of like separates into this, it's like splits up into like four even segments that start to bend downward in these graceful arcs of water, seemingly defying physics. And then the waterfall just slowly fades away to nothing.
And no one is seeing it?
And
nobody saw it. And we'll find out what happens next time on Pork Fried Dice.
Wow, that's so good.
Wow. Nobody sees it.
Eric, I really liked that.
Thanks.
You should never be nervous.
Okay.
No, that was
except
awesome.
For when you're a fucking guy that's talking to me and you're being stupid.
Oh, shit.
Because I want to kill that guy. So does Adam. Watch out. And now he's dead, so I guess he's died.
What a weird session.
Yes. It
was a combination of perhaps the most manically silly, delightful stuff, and then immediately I felt punished for having fun.
Yes!
I know!
I felt karma. Like it. And then it led to some really interesting Mo stuff.
It really did.
And Rafina and Bathwack, like, it's really good shit.
Plus, hey, free lighter.
Free lighter.
Flamethrower. Torch.
Flamethrower. Exactly.
Like, something going on there. Wow.
There's something wild about, like, the dynamic between Alex and me that was really encapsulated in that discussion. Aww. where like, even though I'm, like, the adamant person about things that are obviously right to me, there's so many times when he's just like, well, why aren't you just, you know, following your values here?
Aww.
I'm like, oh yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah,
I love it. I love that there's a struggle, and that also I love that Rafina takes the diamond seriously, because have we encountered a lot of diamonds? Who knows?
But right.
Who knows?
Yeah.
Maybe we'll never get another diamond. I'm sure Eric will make it so that we can never get another diamond.
Probably.
You know me.
We're going to be mad at you, Eric. We always are. Just 66, kidding.
That's 67, though. Come on, guys.
That was weird.
Wild.
I love D&D. And I know that, just as often.
That's
just
way
as
better.
Likely, right?
Like for your character, but for the narrative That's the best, yeah. Like one of the best roles you could have made.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, it truly was.
A 67 is so much more.
It's way better than a 65 would have been.
Yeah,
so much better.
Or than a 80. Yeah. I mean,
right? Any? Yeah,
that's crazy. Just,
yeah, it's awesome.
That's so wild.
Hey everyone, if you like what you hear, please leave us a kind review wherever you listen to us. Also, consider supporting us by subscribing to us on Ko-fi at tinyurl.com/supportpfd, where you can gain access to lots of exclusive treats and behind-the-scenes goodies. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.
This should be a Patreon tier, where we somehow record the notes
time.
Being written. And the these things that happen, because I'm not even aware of them.
Yeah.
And then they would have access to not only our player notes, but the live... Who would ever watch that?
Somebody who pays $1 million.
$1,000 a month tier. You get this feature.
I think a tier should just be hook up with Eric.
Yeah, but also, yeah, if you have $3 million out there, hook up with Eric.
Yeah.
I retire.
Right. Can you make what like a tier on Patreon that's just like $3 million? Like
sleep with Eric.
One reward.
It's a voucher. It's really good.
A voucher. Those vouchers, we knew they'd come in handy.
Oh my god, that was great. And then it didn't matter.
Yeah, it was so didn't matter.
No, well, it was so good. That poor guy.
You got some walloping bolts out of him.
We did. And we got a ruby or something.
We better get that fucking club.
You better go find it.
I know, it could be floating, I guess.
It's the main reason I wanted him to die. It was just so that we could get his shit.
Stuff.
$3,500 for a club. There's like no way.
He travels around with all that expensive stuff without any protection.
Yeah, he just got smashed and, oh well, that was it. And...
He was getting really philosophical there at the end, too. Like, he was, like, starting to question the underpinnings of, like, capitalism and just the very meaning of trade and ownership.
He must have had
I think he must have known.
It was almost the end, yeah.
And I think he was at peace at the end. You know, I think he was ready.
Also, I think he had cancer.
And was a Nazi.
We are
so terrible.
Terrible.
Open up. We're talking about dead Nazis. That's a good thing.
Oh, you're right. I forgot. I'm the bad guy for saying that for sure. Amazing.